The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in the synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the people put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
So which one doesn't belong? Discipleship, faith, our relationship with God, and money. You know, most of the time we separate out our spiritual life and the secular life. And that's where money dwells. But after all, money is, it's unholy. It has nothing to do with spirituality. And something that we can leave God out of. Except, of course, when we're praying for more of it. It's not the case with the widow's story. Both she and Jesus recognize that money can be an expression, a very powerful symbol of our relationship with God. It can be an expression of our worship, of our trust, of our faith, our recognition that everything that we have comes from God. The idea that there's my stuff, there's God's stuff, is shattered by this story. Everything belongs to God. All that we have comes from God. Although a lot of times that's not the way we act and not the way that we think. The widow goes to temple to make sacrifice. A few small coins, as Mark describes it. Jesus adds her whole livelihood. Sacrifice for us modern folks has a negative connotation. It is something painful, something to be made as small as possible, avoided at all costs. Not so for the ancients. For both the widow and for Jesus, sacrifice is something joyful. Something to be celebrated. It's liberating to be made as grand as possible. And that's the fundamental difference. The generosity is not part of the discretionary income. It's from the substance. Sacrifice is something to be done in joy and in love, not motivated by guilt or shame or duty. Sacrifice is an expression of trust. It is thanksgiving for life. It is a profession of faith.